You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Good morning and welcome to the SB Nation NFL show. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. It is Thursday, March 11th, 2021. Let's kick off your day with the biggest stories in the NFL.
It has begun.
The salary cap became official yesterday at $182.5 million. And soon after that, the flood of releases and restructures began. The following people have either been or will be released in the coming days. Saints wide receiver Emmanuel Sanders and linebacker Quan Alexander, Bills wide receiver John Brown and defensive lineman Quinton Jefferson, Giants guard Kevin Zeitler, Vikings left tackle Riley Reiff, Tennessee Titans safety Kenny Vaccaro, and Cardinals defensive back Robert Alford. If you aren't now, it is the perfect time to subscribe to the SB Nation NFL show. You'll get this show every weekday, plus all the other great shows we do, so you will be up to date on everything happening in the league because there will be much, much more in the coming days. And speaking of more, Dak Prescott just got a whole lot more money after signing what some have called the best contract in the history of the NFL. The Dallas Cowboys held a real press conference in front of actual people for the first time in 428 days. And obviously, there was a lot of back padding going on. Dak loves the Cowboys love Dak, and everybody's happy with the deal. But lest you forget, there's still the small matter of Dak coming back from a major ankle injury suffered in week 5 of last year. He was asked how he's feeling yesterday.
Everybody saw you walk out there, walk over here with two shoes on. Give us a health update.
I thought about jogging out here and doing, jumping up on the stage, but I don't know if y'all are ready for that. But I'm healthy. As I said, I control what I can control. I followed the doctor's orders the whole time, put in my own work ethic to it, and as you said, you saw me walking out here. I've been on that field back there. I'm healthy. I'm getting close, but I'll be ready when it matters.
Dak also said something that may come back to haunt him in a few years. He said, quote, "This is the right fit. When you sign on that line, you're a Cowboy forever and you can't get out. I'm excited for that. I'm excited to be here and to never leave, and excited just to go do it and just to know that this is my home. I'm not leaving. I'm a Cowboy. And this is only the beginning." We'll see if he still feels the same way in 4 years when his contract is up. Quarterback wasn't the only news in Jerry World yesterday, as the Cowboys announced the restructuring of the contracts of 3/5 of their offensive line. Zach Martin, Tyron Smith, and Lyle Collins all restructured their deals, which should help the Cowboys clear up an additional $17 million in cap space. As I said before, many teams were shifting money around to try and get under the newly announced salary cap, and the Carolina Panthers were among those teams. Yesterday, they announced that Christian McCaffrey and Shaq Thompson have redone their deals. No word yet on how much exactly the team will save in the process, but the speculation in NFL circles and on Twitter was that the team was making room under the cap to acquire quarterback Deshaun Watson from the Houston Texans. They have made no bones about their desire to upgrade at the quarterback position, but Panthers head coach Matt Rhule tried to give current starter Teddy Bridgewater a vote of confidence when he met with the media yesterday, saying, quote, "He's our quarterback. Nothing's changed since the offseason." Should be noted that we're still in the offseason, of course, and nothing's changed because the new league year starts next week. And oh, by the way, the draft is still 49 days away. But regardless of who plays quarterback for the Houston Texans next year, we do know who will be on their coaching staff in 2021. The team disclosed yesterday that last year's interim head coach Romeo Crennel will be the senior advisor for football performance, whatever the hell that means, and former Bears and Buccaneers head coach Lovie Smith will come aboard as the associate head coach and defensive coordinator. Finally, the league has announced the compensatory picks that have been given out to teams for 2021. Technically, they did it twice yesterday because the first time they did it, they accidentally gave the 49ers an extra third-round pick. In case you're interested, the Dallas Cowboys lead the way with 4 compensatory selections. That's the latest news in the world of the NFL on Thursday, March 11th. Make sure you subscribe to the SB Nation NFL show, available on every single major podcast platform for you. Please leave a 5-star rating and a review for us, too. Stay tuned later today for the look ahead with myself and RJ Ochoa of Blogging the Boys. Now that Dak has his money, we are going to look at the next quarterbacks that are set to cash in with a major deal. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. We'll talk tomorrow.
Hey, this is Scott Galloway, author, professor, entrepreneur, and most importantly, host of the Prop G podcast. We got a special series running on right now called The Future of Work, where I answer all your questions on, surprise, the future of work. Questions including, what are we missing when we work remotely? Or how do we handle work-life balance when a major opportunity comes knocking? From the provocative to the technical, we're offering insights you won't want to miss. So tune in to The Future of Work, a Prop G Pod special sponsored by Canva. You can find it on the Prop G Pod wherever you get your podcasts.